and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and thank you for being here. Thank you for your presence and time. I hope that today's show especially is going to be one of great insight, wisdom, and inspiration for you. We're going to be speaking with Allison Bogman. She is a numerologist, and we're going to be talking about numerology, soul numerology, the different cycles of numbers, a lot of great information. So whether you are brand new to numerology or you are connected with the wisdom it offers, I think you're going to get a lot out of today's show and really enjoy listening to Allison share her insights and wisdom. So this is going to be a fun episode. Really quick, I want to give you a quick update about the energies going on right now. Today is a very powerful new moon in Cancer, and there is a lot of water energy happening right now. We have it with the sun and the moon in Cancer. We also have Mercury and Mars in Cancer. Neptune and Chiron are in Pisces. Those are two water, that's also a water sign. And then we have some strong interactions with Pluto in Capricorn and with Uranus in Aries. It's a very dynamic time. I wrote a report on this new moon on my Facebook page if you want some more insights. It's titled Emotional Evolution. And we are coming into contact with more of our unconscious selves, especially emotional programming that has been dormant, probably originated in childhood, and it's coming to the surface, and maybe we're being triggered in some way. And this will show up differently for each of us, depending on the energies of your astrology chart, of course. But I want to give you a heads up, because it's a really big time, and it's powerful to set your intentions right now. New moons are all about setting those intentions in order to move the energy forward. So that's just a quick heads up, because it's important to take advantage of these cycles as they show up, knowing that they always work for us and support us no matter where we are. So on that note, it's a beautiful time to continue discussing energy, and that's why it's a great time to welcome our guests, Allison. And let me tell you a little bit about Allison before she says hello here. She first discovered numerology as a child, studied it for a lifetime, and began her professional career as a numerologist back in 1999. Allison is a professional numerologist. She's a Reiki master. She is an author of a wonderful book that I will hope we can touch on as well. She's a lecturer, and she uses a wide range of metaphysical subjects to really work with numerology. She uses divination tools. She studied holistic healing. She studied chakras, meditation, crystals, mediumships, all kinds of wonderful spiritual tools. And so Allison takes all of that and brings it into her work with numerology. So welcome to the program, Allison. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Molly. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure. I'd like to also start off by saying I'm a Libra with a Cancer rising, so I was listening to you at the beginning of the show.
Oh, Oh, great. Yeah, there's a lot of loving and strong Cancer energy going on right now, and I have it in my chart too, so I can relate to that.
Yeah, I love astrology as well as numerology. I love them both.
Yes, and they have some interesting overlaps and connections, and they're a cool way for us to get to know ourselves even better because they each offer something unique.
Sure, I agree.
I want to let people know that your website is visiblebynumbers.com, Visible by Numbers, so that if you're listening to this and you're online, you can click over to Allison's website and just kind of check out more about her offerings as we talk. And also be sure and look at her book, because I love this book, Allison, and maybe that's a great place to start. Speaking to Your Soul Through Numerology. There's just a lot of good information here because you really go into all the different numbers that we are composed of, that support us. And for people who are brand new to numerology, they might not realize how many numbers they have in their energy or in their chart. So could you just describe that a bit for us as we get started here?
Yeah. Well, it's just like in astrology, not all Libras are created equal. There's a lot of different things that influence, you know, in astrology. Well, numerology is very much like that not every number, we just don't have one number. We are a combination of many numbers that really is what makes us each unique, makes us each an individual. And, you know, that's one of the things that I was trying to portray in the book, was to give you an opportunity to look at your individual numbers, all of the things that influence you. Because numerology isn't just talking about what makes you the person that you are, what your destiny is, what your talents and abilities are, but it's also talking about this energy that comes into our life at specific times of our lives that really offers us an opportunity to use our talents and abilities. So there's a lot of different elements to numerology. It's more complicated than most people think.
Yes. And I think that is also why I loved your book, because you make it simple and understandable, and you go through those different numbers and what they mean. For example, the challenge numbers, the destiny numbers, and the different cycles. I mean, that alone is really fascinating. So I think that, you know, this is a really good guide for people to be aware of, because it's something you'll come back to. You will reference this book probably every year, if not every month.
Sure.
It's really good.
Sure. And just like with astrology, numerology, I think one of the things that when it comes to self-discovery, to understanding yourself, and not only understanding yourself, but loving yourself, because, you know, I think that when we can explore what our energy is based upon numerology, you know, it just, there's this almost like relaxing and go, oh, that's why I am the way I am. You know, there's this acceptance that happens when you really understand your own numerology chart. And it also works for everybody else in your life. And it could be people that you get along with and even people that you don't get along with. If you can explore their numerology, you can begin to understand what makes us different, what makes us tick, and why one thing is important to one person and maybe not so much for you. And so it's a really excellent tool as well when it comes to relationships and in people in our lives. Just, you know, it really brings about that peacefulness and knowing that we all are not created exactly like cookie cutter, you know?
Yes. And as you state in the book description, there is a plan for your life, and it helps people really connect with more of their purpose, their gifts, their talents, what they're here to do, how they're here to shine. And we don't always, you know, feel that we get that 100% through other channels, but I feel like numerology, astrology, some of these other wisdom tools really can hone in on your soul purpose, and especially through your date of birth and your name at birth. So if anyone's listening and they're getting more curious about this, I also want to let you know that Allison, of course, does consultations, and you can find out more specifics through a session with her. So quick plug for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes. So, Allison, we are moving through an 8 universal year. Can you share with us what that means and some of the themes of an 8 universal year?
Sure. The way that we get the 8 universal year is to actually add up 2015 and add it across. So 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5 equals an 8. So that's where we get the 8. And a universal year is the energy of the 365 days. And it really is what is influencing each and every person on the planet. That's why we call it universal. Each and every one of us have our own personal year number that we also applies to us. But the universal year applies to everyone. And the 8 is one of those numbers that really places a huge amount of emphasis on money, power, position, status, success. But it's also a very karmic number, because if you examine the shape of the 8, it's the as above, so below symbol. And there's a lot of things that come in with the 8, because this places huge emphasis on finances. And we've recently seen with Greece and the markets in Greece and the problems that they're having. The China markets took a complete nosedive as well. If we even look at the United States stock market, it was, you know, going great guns, but all of a sudden now it's in a little bit slower territory and there's a little bit more skittishness going on. But that's all perfectly normal in an 8 universal year, because, you know, I use the analogy, robbing Peter to pay Paul. I think everyone's heard that. But when we look at the 8 year, this is the year that, you know, Peter, the guy that got robbed, well, he's going to call his money in. He's going to say, hey, you know, I want my money back. And that's what this is all about. It's about karmic balancing. So anything financial that needs balancing is going to happen in this year. It's going to place emphasis on that in this year. And so, you know, whether these are banks, whether these are businesses, whether it's the finances of countries, you know, if there's problems in that, it has to be adjusted. It has to be corrected. And so that's why we've seen a lot of fluctuations with the stock markets in this particular year. And this is also, the 8 is the one of those numbers that it's the rags to riches number. It's the one that if you have it in your chart, you certainly have potential to be very successful in life. But the 8 always has contingencies. It's always got, you can have it, but. And what is the but? The but is ethical at all costs. You know, it's doing the right thing. And that's where, and it's setting goals and using good judgment and making sound financial decisions. All of those are requirements in order to be successful. So when you get into an 8 personal year, if you've had problems with any of that stuff in the past, it's going to show up. So there's a huge emphasis this year, really, on the financial status worldwide. And I would say that would be the major influence. But the beauty of the 8 is it's one of the great problem solvers. And it also gives us a great opportunity to solve the problems that you know, plague us, especially with our finances or with, you know, that foundation within the countries, the financial foundations. And so, and also it's also, there could be certain countries and certain businesses that have, you know, made some wonderful decisions and used sound financial practices and have not been unethical. And they have great potential to do extraordinarily well this year. So it can be the giver of all kinds of good things, but it also can be the karmic balancing, if anything unethical or something based on bad decisions has taken place. So, you know, that's the emphasis on the 8 personal year.
And I think it's interesting to take all of that in context with the current situation in Greece and how Greece and the euro and the EU are going through some very big financial changes right now. So
sure,
that is certainly connects with everything you just described. So it's really a time for us to be responsible with our finances, to pay the piper, to be aware of our financial energy,
sure,
and to make all of those right decisions. It's the year to really get straight with all of that.
Right, and it also, you know, the one of the things that I, you know, all of this was in my predictions at the I usually post the predictions before the new year. The other thing that I would really advise people to do is there's going to be a great deal of fraud this year and stealing of information online. And I think that's also transpired. We've seen a lot of information that was stolen, and people, especially when it came to income taxes, people filing fraudulently, collecting on money that was owed to other people for income taxes. You know, this is a time to watch your credit card statements, watch out for scams, and, you know, especially watch out for older people, because younger people tend to be savvy about that, but older people tend to fall victim to that. So, you know, this is where you talk to grandma and grandpa, and you know, kind of say to them, don't, somebody calls you on the phone, hang up the phone, and don't answer any emails, you know, of that sort, because there's been a lot of that going on as well. And this is a good time to look at your credit card statements and make sure that no one's charging, you know, on your credit card statements, and even get, you know, your credit report and make sure that there isn't anything there that shouldn't be there. So, you know, it is a good time to focus on your own personal financial foundation.
That's really good advice, and to just be more aware of how that energy has increased globally is important. And, you know, you mentioned how the hacking is bigger, and we see that through various international scams, and even
sure,
that movie, The Interview, way back, I don't even know how long ago that was now, maybe that was in January, but there is that interesting theme right now. And so that's all connected to the 8-year. That's just so fascinating. How does that work then from your perspective karmically? I mean, is this like people are then setting up new karmic energies, or they're balancing
incurring
old,
yeah,
karmic?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's,
yeah,
incurring karmic debt, certainly. But, you know, in the case of karma, I think perhaps, and I'm not necessarily, you know, saying that I know 100% certain, and, you know, like somebody that might fall victim, you know, that in itself could be a karmic balancing for that particular person. You know, it's kind,
sure,
of like money that's owed is taken, and sometimes it can't be taken in the proper way. So sometimes the universe has a way of reaching into your pocket and getting it anyway, you know. So sometimes even the people that fall victim to it, potentially that could be a karmic balancing of sorts. I just kind of feel, I think my biggest story about that, and I know this is simplistic, but it is an absolute true story. My husband, myself, and members of my family were planning a vacation in Mexico. And as it turned out, you know, we put down deposits for flights and the resort. And I had to have surgery, so we had to cancel it. And we were having some difficulties getting back the deposits. And because I was responsible for family members, you know, I was being very diligent about trying to get it back. And I was having some problems and had put in some complaints. But nevertheless, my surgery came and went. And after my surgery, I mean, I didn't know. Literally, my brain was fried, as anybody's brain would be after having major surgery. And I really couldn't think and I couldn't focus. But my husband came in with the mail and he said, we just got a $300 check from the airlines as a return. And I wasn't feeling well. I really was not in any shape. And I said, I don't know about that. I go, I think that they already gave that back to us, right? And I said, but I don't know,
yeah,
where the paperwork was. And so my husband was just like, well, they wouldn't have sent it to us if they didn't owe it to us. And so he just, you know, he knew he was handling all the finances and doing all that stuff. And so apparently he cashed it. Well, within, I think, 3 weeks of that, somebody stole his GPS system out of his car, and the exact amount of that GPS system was $300. So I was laughing when he told me, he goes, my God, somebody stole my GPS. I'm like, isn't it interesting how that's that exact amount of that $300,
wow,
check that I don't think you should have gotten, I said, because I think that they've already paid us. And so it was really kind of funny how it was like almost like an instant karmic balancing that was going on. Even though the GPS had nothing to do with the $300 check,
right,
it just was so funny how it happened. It was the exact amount. So it's just a little, the way that karmic balancing comes in. Sometimes it cannot come in the exact way in which it was created. So it finds another way.
That's a great example. Unfortunate,
yeah,
that you lost the GPS system, but that's a great
I didn't want to say I told you so, but...
Right. Right. Yes. Yes. But yeah, that really explains how these energies come in and come out, and the universe is always in perfect balance and always working with what it needs. So
sure.
In this 8 year, it's, you know, really we have to be really diligent about those energies. The responsibility factor is much higher, it feels like.
The what factor? I'm sorry.
The responsibility.
Yeah.
The responsibility
exactly.
factor and the integrity and the ethics, as you said. And
yes.
I've certainly seen that energy played out in other ways, too. So it's interesting
yeah.
to make all these connections here about how they all relate to the 8 year. And so we have a few more months, about half of the year of the 8 year or so. And then, you know, the energy changes a bit as we enter that next 9 year. And could you give us some insights about the new themes associated with a 9 year, you know, where we're headed, where we're going next?
Sure. The 9 is the end of a cycle. And what's interesting is even in our own lives, in our own, when we go through our own personal 9 year cycles, which is not always in alignment with the universe. It's, you know, we all have our personal years cycles. And I always find it interesting that whenever a client calls me and they want a reading and they need it right away as soon as I can fit them in, I could almost always predict that they're in a 9 universal year. I mean, not universal year, I meant personal year. 9 years tend to be very significant years of events in our lives, of active year of events, one of the more active in our personal cycles. So I expect next year to be very active. And when we look at the 9, it's about completion. It's about endings. It's about letting go. It's about releasing what no longer serves our greatest and highest good. And we've been working on what I feel is, in order to build this world and make this world a better place, we have to do some deconstruction. We have to do some releasing and some letting go of outdated methods and even corruption and even things that no longer serve us. In order to move forward. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of releasing and endings and completions that will come in next year. It's also a very spiritual year as well. The spiritual energy. The 8 year is not necessarily focused spiritually. It's focused on the physical plane, but the 9 year goes back to the spiritual. And so I also would expect that to be some years particularly emphasize spiritual growth. We see a lot of it in the headlines, whether it's miracles or whether it's stories, but I feel like it's going to come back in to the news feeds and into the media and into the television programs. I feel like there's going to be more emphasis on the spiritual because it does represent a great deal of spiritual growth. The 9 can be a very emotional year when it's in our personal year cycles. So I also expect a lot of emotion. There's got to be, you know, it's time to let go. So it'll be interesting to see how that transpires next year and what exactly we're going to be letting go of or releasing or what things that no longer serve us. I mean, this is going to be the end of those. And then, you know, whenever we close one door, and that's what next year is about, closing that door. The year after that is the new beginnings, the new starts, the opening of the new doors and the new beginnings. So that's even one serves the purpose in order to allow for the other. So it's just the natural progress of things. And we've gone through this many, many times before, and we will go through it many, many times in the future. But that's really what the 9 universal year represents.
Wonderful. So will that also relate then, Allison, to what we started in the 1 universal year back 8 years ago? We've had this full cycle of energies,
yes.
And then the 9 year is going to show us, okay, this has served us, this is what we've learned, this is how we've grown, and now it's time to move on to a whole new cycle and a
yes.
whole new start.
Whatever is not working, whatever, we could bring all kinds, you know, all of us do this. We bring something into our life, we think that we absolutely have to have it, we implement it, there it is, and then step back from it a few years later and say, why on God's green earth did I want that? You know, because it's really just not
right.
making me happy. So that's really what the whole thought of it is things that have been implemented prior to the 9 year that really are not functional or not working or not needed or no longer serve us. It's time to release that, let it go, and get ready to move on to some new ideas. So.
Yes. I know that many people on a spiritual path who are really interested in their own ascension, in their own growth, are going to also be ready for that too in certain areas of their life. It's just, okay, I'm ready to let this part go, and maybe it's a job, a relationship, something that they're just complete with. And so I would
even emotional baggage.
Definitely.
Because sometimes it's all about the emotions. It's releasing when we hold on to things from the past that really are dragging us down. And the 9 year often brings about release of that emotional baggage as well. So it doesn't necessarily have to be physical things. Sometimes it's just it can be focused on emotional stuff as well.
And so I know we have so many different numbers within our own charts, within our own numerology charts. And if someone wanted to, you know, explore that a little bit deeper and know their own cycles better, what kind of guidance would you give them, or what is the best way for someone to come in contact with their current cycles right now?
Oh, what personal year that they're in at this particular moment in time? Is that what?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of elements, and I think that that's there's a lot of elements that are at work in your chart at any particular moment in time. A lot of people do focus on the personal year, and that is one of the most important things that you should know. But we have things that are called pinnacles, and these are long-term periods of time. It's kind of like the big picture energy that's influencing us. And we all have four pinnacles in our life. And so sometimes it's really important to know what pinnacle you're in, because if you understand the pinnacle, you know in that particular amount of time, sometimes it could be 9 years, sometimes it could be longer than that, depending on which pinnacle we're talking about, what is it that that's going to create for us, and where is it going to give us opportunities in the big picture, in the long term? Then we can come into the chart, and there are other elements, things that are called essences, and things that are called transits. And at any given moment in time, we are under the influence of those numbers in our chart. Essences run birthday to birthday, so do transits. And these are giving us some details. It's more detail-orientated because it's looking at a 365-day sort of a picture. So it's now we're getting more details about our lives. Those are based upon our names, so it's, you know, one of the things that the book does is it explains how can you figure out your transits, how can you figure out your essences, and it's kind of important to know those because they're very detail-orientated. Now, the personal year is based upon your date of birth. So you would take the month of your birth, add it to the day of your birth, and add it to the universal year number, which we know that 2015 is an eight universal year. So you add that together and then reduce it. You know, it depends on what you get. In numerology, we always reduce double-digit numbers. We also don't reduce master numbers. So it's a little bit, not all that complicated, but anyone that is listening to your show that is wanting to know what their personal year number, you can go to my website and go to the monthly forecast page. And there's a tab at the top of it that you can click on, and it takes you right through the process of how to figure out your personal year number. Or they're welcome to email me at allison@visiblebydummers.com with their date of birth, and I would be happy to send it to them what their personal year number is. And that way there's no question, and they don't have to worry about doing the calculations.
Oh, wonderful. That's a great offer. That's generous of you. And then they can also follow along with your monthly forecast, which you share on your website and through Facebook. So I find these to be really fascinating too, such as the fact that right now July is the seventh month, And then we'll be moving into August, which is obviously the eighth month. And it seems like that is really powerful, the fact that we'd be in the eighth month of an eight universal year.
Sure.
That has a lot
sure.
of energy with it.
Doubling up a lot of energy, yes. Yes.
So perhaps
and the nice thing about the...
Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say the nice thing about knowing what your personal year number is and the fact that the monthly forecasts are on the website, but you can also sign up for the newsletter, and I write the monthly forecasts and send them out at the beginning of the month. So every single month you'll know exactly what your personal monthly energy is, and that can give you some guidance. And believe it or not, a very long time ago, back I would say in the year 2000, when I first came up with the idea of writing the monthly forecast, and I hadn't really thought about a newsletter at all. I, was just working with clients and doing that. And so I think I sent out my first newsletter to a very small, very humble number of people. But that newsletter has grown to, we're almost moving towards the 10,000 mark. And these people are... if I don't write that newsletter, it's so hysterical because I literally get emails like, where's my monthly forecast, so people like
yeah.
to follow them. They like, because they tend to be quite accurate and at least giving you a heads up as to what you could expect at any given time if you just kind of keep an eye on your monthly forecast. So so they can also sign up for my newsletter on my website if they like. But as I said, if you want to know what your your personal year number is, just go to email me at allison@visiblebynumbers.com, give me your date of birth, and I'll send it to you. And then you can read the forecast.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Another thing that I really have enjoyed learning about with numerology is the importance of the first letter of your name. And I never knew this was a factor, but can you just share a little bit? I mean, it's a whole chapter in your book, but just let people know a little bit about the first letter of their name and how that correlates to numerology.
Sure. The first letter of the name is really kind of giving you a lot of information about a person. And, I kind of make jokes about it because when I meet people, as soon as they introduce themselves, it's already telling me something just by that. It's called your cornerstone. And it really is, and also what's really interesting is if you do a lot of numerology readings, you'll find that that letter corresponds to a person's life path number, or it will correspond to their expression number. So it's almost as though there's connecting the dots within a chart, intensification of energy as well. So the first letter of your name really explains how you would proceed and how it's giving you a heads up on certain characteristics about a person. And I think one of my favorite stories about this was I was doing a workshop and had a lot of people in it, and I was talking about the cornerstone, and one woman raised her hand and she said, could you tell, like, say, for instance, in a class of students, which students were going to be the troublemakers based upon the first letter of the name? And I looked at her and smiled, and then I said, well, I would say that the students that have the name, the first letter A, J, and S would probably be your troublemakers. And if you could have seen the expression, I mean, I wish I had a camera on her face at that moment. to take a picture of her face because she was just dumbfounded. And then I went on to explain that people that have a J and S, that is actually a 1. And these are people that are straight up to the point. They get bored quite easily. They also can be more aggressive. They have leadership. They don't usually follow. They prefer to take charge of things. So if you're in a classroom situation, these are the kids that really don't like to play that role of sitting in the seat and following direction. These are the kids that are going to be harder to handle. So that's why it applied. And that was, she just told me, that's you just, literally, those are the first letters of the names of the students that were giving her the most amount of trouble. So it was actually kind of beautiful the way that worked out. People that have names that start with B, K, and T, those are the twos. And they tend to be not as aggressive and not interested in leading the way the people with ones in it, the A's, the J's, and S's. BKs and T's are more interested in cooperating, and they're interested in more of a more peaceful environment, and they're interested in working in a group and working for the good of others. So they're the kind of people that are very supportive. And then you could go with CLUs if you've ever met somebody that's a chatty Cathy or somebody that talks and is bubbly and, you know, somebody that talks a lot. That's the CLUs. Those are the threes, and they have a gift of expression. So they, and they're also very warm and very friendly and very talkative, and they tend to be optimistic and fun sort of people. So you can tell that just from the first the letters of their name. DMVs, which is really funny, Department of Motor Vehicles, but anyhow. DMVs are the fours. And they are practical, grounded, down-to-earth, hardworking, career-orientated. And I find that a lot of people that have DMV as the first letter of the name, they tend to be the workaholics. You know, they tend to, you know, be very organized and very connected to their careers. And they really do, you know, project work, work, work. Okay. And NEWs are the fives. And these are the free-spirited people. These are the wanderers, the travelers. They have a gift of communication. They're curious-minded, good communicators. They're also more adventuresome than most people, like to do all kinds of different things. They learn through their experience. You can go to the FOX, and those are the people with sixes in their name, and they're usually, you know, these are the healers, the people with the warm, kind, considerate hearts, the loving people, the people that care about their children, their family, their animals, or, you know, maybe finding a way to be of service to those in need. These are, you know, very heart-based people. GYP are sevens. And these could be, you know, the more spiritual people, people that maybe are more embrace the spiritual philosophy. But they also are skeptical. They seek the truth in all things. They have very rational minds. Probably interested in philosophy and that sort of a thing, science, math, higher education. You know, HGZ, that we're going into the eights, where when we get into the eights, we're talking about money-orientated, career-orientated, people that would do really well in business, business-orientated, leaders as well, ambitious people. The eights, the people who have names that start with H, they tend to be I would say overachievers, setting goals and that sort of a thing. And I's and R's, believe it or not, I think are emotional beings, more the drama types, but they also could certainly be artistic. I's and R's, when we look at that energy of the nine, it is the humanitarian. But it is, you know, it's also about learning to forgive and to be tolerant of others. So there's a lot of emotions that's attached to that sort of a thing. And my husband and I, we often kid because both his mother and mine are both named Irene. They both start with I's, and we both kind of joke about that with each other, because if there's actually quite a few I's and R's in their names, we kind of joke about that. So whether it's that's just one aspect of information that comes in by way of numerology, all the different areas in the chart that you can explore, that adds to, if you will, you know, what you could find out about yourself and also what you could find out about other people. Because I think, like, if I was working in human services, or if I was interviewing people for jobs, you know, I would probably like to use numerology to help find the right person for the job. You know, something as simple as knowing the first letter of their name can give you a pretty good heads up, I think.
Yes, that's really fascinating, and it's nice that we can reference that in your book so that we can really, you know, check out what that energy is of each name. Thank you for going through those. That was really helpful. And I want to let people know you can also, if discover more categories of that relate to numerology in Allison's book, where she talks about the day you were born, karmic numbers, challenge numbers, essences, money by the numbers, the law of attraction, and numerology. You just cover so much good stuff in your book, Allison. It's really a great resource, so I want to make sure people are aware of that.
I've had a lot of people comment that they use it for a reference book quite a bit. So, and even people that do numerology use it to reference. So I try to make it, you know, it's kind of hard because you want to put a book out there that is accessible, that's not overly complicated, that the average person can use, but you also don't want to be superficial, you know, in your explanation of numerology. So I tried to find a good balance there with the book.
Yeah, and that's something that I felt come through, and I also use it as a reference because, you know, every year we have a different personal year, and then we have, of course, our pinnacles and our transits and all
sure.
kinds of good information. So,
sure.
yeah, just thank you for even putting all this together in a book because it's been a really great guide. We just have a little bit of time left, and I know that people are interested in usually learning more about their life purpose and what they're here to do. Are there particular numbers within their chart that they should pay attention to find that information, like some numbers more than other numbers?
I always feel that the two of the most strongest numbers to focus on is your life path number, which is based upon your date of birth, and your expression number, which is based upon all the letters of your name. The combination of those two numbers represents a great deal of your energy. And it also is going to explain not only what you came to do, what your destiny is, but the tools that you have in order to achieve your destiny and what your talents and abilities are. And so I really think it's important to at least know those two numbers, but there's a lot more. You know, even the day that you're born, the actual number of the day that you were born, you know, if you understood what that meant, that's the talents and abilities that you brought with you. They're very specialized, and you brought them with you to help you out with your mission in life, with your destiny. And usually we use our birthday number in conjunction with career, like what we choose to do in life. So, you know, even the birthday number added to your destiny number or your expression number, you know, gives you a big heads up and insight into why you've chosen to do what you do. And that's the beauty of it because people, you know, by the time people get around to exploring their numerology, for the most part, half their lives is already gone. They've already been through half their lives. So the beauty of numerology is in the validation of knowing that you've been on the right path, knowing that the choices you've made and the things that you've done are in perfect alignment to your numbers. Most of us are, I'd like to call it, on autopilot. We're doing it without realizing that it's written into our numerology chart. But the beauty of knowing your numerology chart is now you not only know what your purpose is, but you can use the knowledge in your chart to be better at it, to be more successful at it, to make better decisions, to even direct yourself, you know, your business affairs and whatnot. So instead of being on autopilot, you start to take a little bit more control.
That's beautiful, yes, and what a difference that makes because, like you said, you have the affirmation of what you've been doing or how you've been living your life, and you can see what's been working or what hasn't been working in relation to your numerology, and that's a powerful point of change and making better decisions that fit who you are.
Right, right. It's really, I mean, for me, you know, I want to state that probably I'm one of an extremely skeptical individual. And even in the discovery of numerology, I mean, when I go back to why I discovered it, it was because I loved biographies. I just was fascinated with biographies as a child. And I think from the get-go, I was asking, you know, how does a person get born and become a famous artist or a scientist or, you know, any the various different biographies are written usually about famous people, and it was always a fascinating question for me. And that's when I discovered my first numerology book was at the library, and all of a sudden I realized I had this book in my hand that actually explained what these persons' destiny was and how they achieved it. And being a skeptical person, it's important for me for whatever I use to work. And I make no excuses. It either works or it doesn't work. And what fascinated me about numerology was how incredibly accurate it was. I mean, it's on the money. And it really is an incredible divination tool to use in your own personal life to whether to lead a happier or healthier or more purposeful, but you take control of your life and you really, using numerology, it can be an incredible benefit in your life to help understand the events of your life and certainly how to live it.
Beautifully said. Thank you. I think that is so true, and one of the gifts of being able to understand numerology both personally and then collectively, of course. I want to let people know again, if you're just joining us, that Allison's website is visiblebynumbers.com. You can join her email list. You can also check out her monthly forecasts. And she does offer one-on-one readings if you're really interested in knowing more about your soul plan and your unique numbers. It's a great way to really get that validation of who you are. I know also, Allison, that you, throughout the year you do certain events or you do you know, other things going on, like classes and such, and those are all updated on your website, I think, if people are
sure.
interested in even learning more about numerology for their own gain.
Sure, absolutely. I do teach teleconference classes, whether at the beginner level or also at an advanced level. I teach numerology and business classes, and very easy to take. You can take them in your pajamas sitting in your own house. You don't have to go anywhere. It's all done teleconference.
Nothing better.
Nothing better. Yep.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening and joining us. Thank you, Allison, for being here. It's been wonderful to speak with you and hear more about what we're currently going through and of course, you know, how this 8-year is showing up for us.
Well, I really appreciate your invitation, Molly. It's always a pleasure. It's a real pleasure. And also, you know, love and gratitude to you for the work that you do because, you know, you're a kindred spirit, my girl. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. I feel the same. And it's always great to connect with more people who are on the same path. And then, of course, to connect with all the listeners who are also on the path. So thanks, everybody. Appreciate your time and hope to see you here next week for a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. And be sure and connect with Allison for more information. So take good care, everyone, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.